the Happy Afloat podcast, tales of family adventures at sea.
Hello and welcome aboard. Take the weight off your feet and make yourself at home. I am Jason, skipper of Happy Float. Meet my motley crew. Conrad.
Ahoy there, shipmates.
Leon.
Hello.
And my lovely wife, Sarah.
Hello.
That's not the usual order, though.
We're spicing it up. We are going on an adventure.
We have a plan.
A very loose plan.
To sail UK waters for a couple of months.
Join us and find out what adventures we have along the way.
Where we go.
And where we end up.
Last time we left you, we were planning to leave the Walton backwaters.
We were getting a little stir crazy.
Waiting for a weather window to go somewhere.
We could head south.
Or stay local, waiting for the wind to head north.
The weather window to the south was just too small.
And we wanted to get to Scotland quickly.
If you went along the south coast, it would be weeks before we got north of the border.
Staying until the weather changed was the only option.
But not in Hanford Water.
We needed a change of scene.
And the bright lights of Harwich were just around the corner.
The channel out of Walton Backwaters is quite shallow.
To get out would involve a wind against tide situation.
We hoped the waves were not going to be too steep in the shallow channel.
We didn't want to be pounding the hard ground in the trough.
With a force 5 on the nose, this would also be a test for our new prop.
We had opted for a 3-bladed feather stream over the 2, for such conditions.
3 blades should give us more bite and keep us chugging ahead.
Or so the sails pitch went.
As we powered out, it was a little bit lumpy.
But our prop worked as promised.
And we didn't touch the bottom.
One of our favourite anchoring spots on the Stour is Ewarton Ness.
From there, you can see the tempting lights of Harwich.
The next day was perfect for exploring the Stour under sail.
First, we sailed to the Harwich end.
Past the moored lightships of Trinity House.
And a little way up the River Orwell.
Then, we spied the racing fleet charging down the Orwell on starboard tack.
Weaving through a race is not our idea of fun.
So we dropped the anchor,
put the kettle on,
and had coffee and cake
while watching the racers sail past.
After 11s, we turned around.
Back past the lightships of Trinity House.
And explored the other end of the Stour.
The shallow end.
Until the water
and our nerves ran out.
Then we headed back to Ewarton Ness for the night.
The next day was a very special day in the calendar.
Really? What day would that be?
Father's Day.
Obviously, Mother's Day is quite special too, but that's not part of this story.
We could resist it no longer.
Harwich Town was calling.
We needed ice cream!
And a walk ashore to stretch our legs.
Getting ashore at Harwich means coming alongside a halfpenny pier.
The pier is usually very busy with boats stopping off for short stays.
Because it is free to use in the daytime.
With COVID restrictions, rafting wasn't allowed, so grabbing a place would be a bit hit or miss.
However, we had spotted an old Thames barge that was using the pier.
And was running day trips.
We checked the barge's website. She would be out most of the day.
On a Father's Day jolly.
I contacted the harbour master.
Lady.
I contacted the harbour lady master, and she was happy for us to use the spot until the barge came back.
We were ashore.
We went for a walk to explore.
Harwich has quite a history, and Pilgrim Father fans will know that the Mayflower was built there.
And a captain, Christopher Jones, was also from Harwich.
On our walk, we discovered more Pilgrim Father facts.
Such as their trip took 10 weeks.
Leaving in September on a direct route for the Americas and encountering many storms.
Obviously a very hardy bunch. Personally, I would be heading south to the Canary Islands and crossing the Atlantic to the Caribbean just in time for Christmas.
But the Pilgrim Fathers didn't celebrate Christmas.
True, so they had to invent Thanksgiving to keep the wild turkey population under control.
I don't remember reading that Pilgrim Father fact on the walk.
Moving along.
For those that aren't big Pilgrim Father fans, there are other attractions at Harwich.
The Redoubt Fort.
Lighthouses and lightships.
The Electric Palace Cinema.
But we've visited them before, so instead, we went for an ice cream.
And coffee with cake.
On the Pier Cafe.
The weather was fair and the breeze was light.
This could only mean one thing.
We could head north?
Nope, but it was time for a Father's Day barbecue.
Yummy!
Our weather window north was still a few days away, and strong northerlies were due again.
So we decided to pop into a marina for a couple of nights.
To recharge ourselves and our batteries.
Our thinking was
unlimited hot showers.
Endless laundry facilities.
And unlimited power. Or so we thought.
Suffolk Yacht Harbour was near our lunchtime anchor spot.
And they could just squeeze us in.
As it was raining, we wasted no time and headed to our allocated berth.
We plugged in the shore power cable.
We had power.
We put an electric kettle on for a cuppa.
The shore power went dead. It had tripped on the marina side.
The shoreside power breakers at this marina are reset remotely by the marina office.
I phoned the marina office. They reset the breaker.
We tried again.
It tripped again.
I phoned the office again, and they informed me that we were overloading the supply.
Odd. We're not drawing anything close to the 16 amps on tap.
We tried again, unplugging electrical stuff first.
It worked, then tripped as we added other loads.
I phoned the office again. At this point, they decided to explain that the supply to our pontoon, and only our pontoon, was not 16 amps.
In fact, nothing like 16 amps.
We would have to juggle our power requirements while there.
But all was forgiven when we had a shower.
The showers at Suffolk Yacht Harbour are very nice.
They are just as nice as the ones we have at home.
And you have three facility blocks to choose from.
After an unsuccessful visit to the food section of the on-site Chandler's,
which we found out had fallen by the wayside due to COVID,
it was only a few miles to the nearest farm shop.
And it was a very nice walk through the countryside.
Rivers, woodlands, fields, fishing ponds, trains and another Chandler's. Perfect.
While at a fixed address for a few days,
we could arrange deliveries of items not immediately available locally.
I went to let the marina office know that some parcels would be arriving.
They were not happy. We were taking a liberty.
Apparently, they didn't allow parcels to be sent to yachts in transit at the marina.
I was quite shocked. This has never been an issue at all the other marinas we've stayed at over the years.
Good job we were asking for forgiveness and not permission. Still, the showers are very nice.
While we are on the topic of facilities, what was the laundry like?
It's laundry review time.
As the elected laundry officer on Happy Afloat, I have become a bit of a nerd about Yachty's laundry facilities. I like a wash that actually cleans out all the selective substances, usually oil and salt in varying combinations. A tumble dryer that actually dries things without shrinking them, rather than the sort that leave you with warm yet still damp items after a good hour of spending a small fortune. So Suffolk Yacht Harbour continued to redeem itself with a pretty good laundry facility at a fair price.
While Happy Afloat had been out of the water,
we changed the sail drive oil.
Every time you remove the oil drain plug, you should also renew the O-ring.
Which must make the O-ring the most popular spare for Volvo sail drives.
But they are as hard to get hold of as hen's teeth.
It took me 4 attempts to get the correct size O-ring, despite quoting the correct part number.
A single O-ring costs £4 by the time it has been posted to us.
There is a Volvo dealer on site at Suffolk Yacht Harbour.
A perfect opportunity to get loads of O-rings for future spares.
Without the shipping costs.
However, they had no stock of the most popular spare part for one of their most popular sail drives.
They could arrange delivery in a few days if we were happy to pay shipping costs.
But we were leaving.
The weather window had arrived.
Finally, we could head north.
But that is a story for another time. Okay, guys, anything else that we should have mentioned about that particular period in Harwich and the Stour and the River Orwell?
Yeah, you see, we're still not sure if it's Stour or Stour.
It's gone scone scenario.
No, it's definitely not called the scone or the scone. It's the Stour. Anyway, any other anecdotes? Yeah, maybe we should mention a bit about the Lady Harbour Master. She was very nice.
She was very nice, actually. Because she popped down to us a couple of times, didn't she?
To welcome us.
To welcome us. Then
to her pier.
Yeah, and then she got us some tourist information and brought that down for us as well. She gave us a little leaflet or something. Yeah, she was very nice, though, the Harbour Master. Harbour Lady Master, as we're now calling her.
Thank you for sticking us in your ears.
Do we have any feedback?
Yes. We are very pleased to have had a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts.
Thank you.
Floating Steve says he enjoys listening with his wife and that they sail as a family with their two boys.
They are also keen to know what happens when things don't go to plan.
The review was posted before we started the summer adventure episodes. And as you now know, things not going to plan has been a bit of a theme.
And that is just the tip of the iceberg.
There are more challenges to come.
We love feedback.
Send an email or a posting on Facebook. All relevant links are on the website happyafloat.com.
If you'd like to help us grow, spread the word. As my mum says, it's nice to share.
If you know someone who would enjoy the podcast, direct them to our website happyafloat.com.
From our website, they can listen to the podcast. Sharing is caring.
And don't forget to follow us in your favourite podcast app, happyafloat.com.
Next time, aboard Happy Afloat.
Will we make it to Hartlepool before our fuel runs out?
Until next time, happy sailing.